Some people call it brat camp, because many of the young people who go there have, at some time or other, been in trouble with the law. All of them have personal or social problems which Redcliffe Ascent in Utah, USA, aims to resolve through what is known as wilderness therapy. Many of the teenagers who attend the programs at Redcliffe are almost impossible to control, and their parents are out of ideas. One teenage boy who recently completed the program was described as abusive, arrogant, foul-mouthed, and ill-disciplined, and that was by his mother. In this program, we meet two of these teenagers and find out how successful the camp has been for them. Rachel was happy at school, with lots of friends, and was very good at long-distance running. She was even enjoying being in the police cadets. But everything seemed to change when she became a goth. She was told to leave the cadets for failing to remove the 18 earrings, nose rings, and other piercings she wore, and she began staying out all night, never letting her mum know where she was. Immediately after her time at Redcliffe Ascent, Rachel returned to England and decided she wanted to plan a career working with animals. 1 year after the camp, Rachel is studying for a course in animal management in a top North London college. As part of her studies, she's planning a study trip working with animals abroad this year. Things are still good between Rachel and her mum. This is how Rachel describes the change.
You can look at me and say, you know, she hasn't changed. But inside, I feel like I'm a completely different person now. You just realise that you're at Redcliffe, and you might as well make it a positive experience rather than being negative all the time about it.
Helen, Rachel's mum, is even more positive.
She looks beautiful, really beautiful. There's a glow to her face that brings tears to my eyes. That was what Rachel was like 2 or 3 years before, and now she's back to being that Rachel. I think Utah and Redcliffe have worked magic.
Another teenager who was sent to Redcliffe is Ed. The situation for Ed and his family was terrible. Ed has an older brother and sister. He has always argued with them and has stolen from them both, as well as stealing a laptop computer from his mother, Jane. On 2 occasions, he had to be found and brought home by the police. To stop his family falling apart, he had to move out and find a new home. Ed's mother, Jane, did not know what she could do to help him.
When Ed was born, my mum looked into the cot and said, "That one is going to be an archbishop or an arch-criminal. He can be really lovely to his brother and sister, and then walk out with their CDs and mobile phones. However much money you make available to him, it's never going to be enough." When I threw him out, I told him, "I've got to throw you out. You are not living here any more. The fact that I'm doing this shows you how desperate I am. I've got a comfortable home, and I've failed. I've failed my son, and he is going to end up in the gutter. That's how desperate I am. To admit all that is pretty horrible."
For Ed, the Redcliffe has not been such a success story. He attended the program there, but its benefits were short-lived. He went back to his old ways more or less as soon as he got back to England.
The camp made some difference at first, but Ed started stealing again after just 2 weeks at home. He has low self-esteem, and he's made a poor choice of friends.
But despite these setbacks, Jane has not given up hope. Recently, Ed went back to the camp in Utah for a further course of therapy. His mother hopes that this time it'll prove more successful. In many ways, she regards it as Ed's last chance.